I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, like, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true. And if not, more true than people thought.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. I am Lou, the American branch of PNN. What are we going to talk about today? First, anyone else get this? Then, how can we be more accommodating with trans women experiencing period pain? And the finale, what are the political implications of Jews raping their daughters? It's going to be a heavy show today. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready for the show. It's going to be heavy, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be another 4chan show. Another 4chan show. Let's get into it. Shall we? Anyone else get this? Picture is alien looking out into the void and emptiness, staring out into the void as it stares back at him. Be me, 25, married for 5 years, working at Kijkmart. Have to deal with women of all age groups daily. Young women are more annoying to deal with than niggers. Young and roasty women constantly seem to be in mating mode, always sizing you up and acting like cunts. Females treat me like I'm interested in them, whether they're attractive or not. Their default mode seems to be the assumption that I'm interested in them. The reason I say this is based upon how they interact with me. It's either really shitty, LOL don't even look at me attitude, or it's a really open flirty attitude. Why do all these women default to thinking I'm interested in them in this way? I'm not doing anything that would indicate this to them. Here's an example. Young female walks into door. Hello, how are you? Ugly ass smirk, looks down and walks away. Older woman walks in. Hello, how are you? Just fine. How are you doing today? Totally normal response. Roasty walks in. Hello, how old are you? Kinda smiles at me in an awkward way. Walk away without responding. What the fuck is wrong with these bitches? It's literally just roasties and younger women that act like this. It's this self-entitled attitude of, how dare you say hello to me? LOL. Here's the thing, I'm married and not interested in any of them. It's just fucking annoying how childish they are to deal with on a daily basis. I'm not doing anything at all to indicate being interested in these women. They just seem to assume by default I would be interested in them. And then get really flirtatious, or really shitty and cunty attitude. I thought we had bars and clubs for that. Holy fuck, you're really overanalyzing this. You also have to factor in a lot. If you're working at Kijkmart, dude, Walmart, all of these people are poor. All of these people are poor people. Poor. All these people are poor. Shopping at fucking Walmart. Who the fuck would go to Walmart willingly? I do, because I'm poor. Only poor people do. Fuck. Why would a rich person go to Walmart? It'd be stupid. Be stupid. But yeah, I mean, these are like the bottom of the barrel. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, dude. These people are all kind. These people are doing cocaine and meth. Lots of meth. Holy fuck, lots of meth. Meth. If you see sores all over them and really fucked up teeth, fucking meth, man. If you see sores, heroin, fucked up teeth, meth, really skinny cocaine. smells like a skunk, marijuana. laughs a lot, marijuana. Something like that. American says, green text comes to poll to brag about how interested in him roasties are. Dude, get over yourself. Maybe he just has really bad social reading skills. Maybe he thinks they're interested in them and they just are, I don't know, doing weird messed up people shit. You know, maybe they're doing weird messed up poor people shit. Maybe they're just not even interested. They're just high. Maybe they're just really fucking high. You know, they're shopping at Walmart, dude. They're probably in their pajamas fucking high as shit. You can't expect much from these people.
This American says Zoomers in general maxed out their autism stats and can't into normal conversations. Exactly. These people are like, they're either on their phone or they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. And now we're going to have a whole generation of children that are all fucked up from that mask shit where they weren't seeing people's faces. So now they're all fucked up and can't even communicate correctly. They're going to be like zombie robots. Zombie robot children. It's going to be crazy. This French anon says, 25 married for 5 years. Green text working at Walmart. Please get your shit together before posting on this board. You can't hound him for actually having a fuck you. At least the man has a job, dude. At least the man has a job. I mean, he could probably be getting Gibbs right now. He could be getting Gibbs, especially if he has a wife. Holy fuck, dude. You could be getting food stamps. She could be getting food stamps. You could just declare that you're eating separately and whatever. You're separate, but married. Whatever. I don't know. People do weird shit to get Gibbs. The Mexicanos know all of it. They know every Gib trick in the book. And the more children you have, the more Gibbs you get. If you have like 5 or 6 children, holy fuck, dude, you're getting like $10,000 a month from the government. You're getting like $5,000 in food, you're getting WIC. Holy fuck, you're draining the system of all its resources. Pop out those babies. Holy fuck, get your girl pregnant, like with 5 children. Procreate the white race and the American government will pay you. Because that's what they're doing to all these Mexicanos, to spit out 20 children. This meme flag, it says, all women are narcissistic, neurotic shitbags by default. Social media has kicked this into overdrive. That is true. That is, yes, meme flag it, that is correct, surprisingly. Green text Walmart, LMAO.
Yeah,
that's how it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty easy to spot Karens too. Every Karen looks the same. Every fucking Karen looks the same, and goddamn women are so annoying. Doing any service for, god, middle-aged women is frustrating. So frustrating. But young women could give a shit. Older women are out of it. Middle-aged women are just fucking frustrating and annoying. They're hitting the wall and they're mad about it. I don't know what else it could be. They're hitting that wall and they're fucking mad about it. Young women are just carefree and so lucky, happy-go-lucky. Then they hit middle age, they hit that fucking wall. Things aren't so pretty, are they, anymore? And then they get older, and they're just like, yeah, I made it this far, fuck it. Fuck it. Made it this far. I figured it out, I figured something out, I got it handled. Either I have a man, or I've made it this far somehow. We're good, I'm a smart one. Smart one. I've made it this far. That's how I take it. The different ages of the Sphinx riddle of women. That's what that was. The Sphinx riddle. Holy fuck, I'm a genius. Next thread. Next fucking thread. How can we become more accommodating with trans women experiencing period pain? Picture is a WebM. We gotta start this over right from the start. Trans girl experiences first intense period after HRT. That is a man. It's a fucking man. You know what that is, dude? You know what that is? It's called gas. You have fucking gas, you idiot. You have fucking gas. You're a man. You can't have a period. You don't have fallopian tubes, you fucking idiot. You're not menstruating. What are you menstruating? Your eggs are dying and bleeding out? What the fuck are you talking... Do you even know what the fuck menstruation is? Do you even know what the fuck menstruation is? Do you? Wow, what the fuck? American, first post. Powerful. Fucking powerful. Holy fuck, powerful. It's just sad. These people are mentally fucking ill. Holy shit. Holy fuck, that's just an ugly dude. Just an ugly fucking dude with no self-confidence. He's going to get a bunch of updupes from this and he's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm popular. People like me. Holy fuck. No, you're puppet dancing for your Jewish masters and they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you, not with you, you idiot. Straight jacket. Yeah. Yep. Yep. This leaf says, I'm still confused. The biological vagina is trying to shed, or the biological male is confusing surgery complications with PMS. Dude, he hasn't even had his dick removed. He's just taking HRT, and he's confusing either stomach pains or literal gas with a period, because only a mentally ill person would think that them taking HRT would equate to them having a fucking period. I mean, do you even know what a fuck a period is? Even do you, like, how incompetent are you when you think that just taking HRT is going to give you a fucking period? Like, what? Do you know what a period is? Do you know what's happening in the body? Did you even have sexual fucking education as a child? Like, holy fuck, I did. It's probably not as weird as it is now. Here, touch this baby's penis or something. It's crazy and psychopathic. I can't even fucking imagine what they're doing to our children now. Holy fuck, just wait for the finale thread. Just wait for the fucking finale. That fucking pile of shit we're going to dive into later. Holy fuck, it's going to feel, we're going to get dirty. We're going to get real dirty. You're going to feel really dirty after that thread. Your soul's gonna get a little dingy wading through that, but we'll make it. We'll make it. You'll be okay, buddy. This American says brave. Yeah, sure. This Norwegian says, isn't period pain caused by the uterus swelling up and bleeding and shit? What is swelling up when the Troon period kicks off? Wait, don't tell me. Don't want to know. There is no Troon period. There's no such fucking thing because men can't have a fucking period because their eggs are not dying. That is what a period is. Their eggs are dying. Women have eggs. They're a fucking animal. We're animals. We're fucking rawr. We're fucking animals. We're animals. Rawr. Okay. Women have eggs. We have sperm. We fertilize the fucking egg. Holy fuck. Did no one do fucking sex education? What the fucking shit? Holy crap. This American says, I'm pretty sure that's just the pain he's feeling for cutting off his dick. Again, he hasn't cut his dick off yet. He's just taking HRT and being stupid and retarded. Many such cases with Troons. Man-made horrors beyond human comprehension. JPEG. Meme flag it. The absolute state of masculinity and femininity in the West is absolute dog shit. Well, the state of our military is just leaves much to be desired, really. Draft our daughters. Draft our daughters. This is powerful. Draft our daughters. This guy says this thread is a Fed PSYOP. This is a Fed PSYOP thread. Probably. Probably. Sure. Wouldn't doubt it. This Aussie says he'll buy them as much rope as they need. Dude, I had this guy come into my store this one day talking about Christmas and toys and these super expensive toys and how he bought his kids these video games. I bought them 4 video games and each video game was $60. That was hundreds of dollars for these 3 video games. They went in that room and they were in that room for 3 days. They didn't come out of that room for 3 days and they came out and they're like, I want more video games. I want more fucking video games. Give me more video games. Kids after my own heart, really. But yeah, so the dad's like, you know what? What? My dad got me as a kid a rope, 50 feet of rope. And we had more fun with that rope than any other toys. We got that rope was fun. We could like hoist ourselves into trees. bless that old man. Bless it, old man. Fucking rope. This Aussie will buy them rope for the trannies. They'll have lots of fun with the rope. What do you think the trannies will do with all that rope, guys? They'll have as much fun as that old man and his brother, won't they? maybe fun of a different sort. This Ireland Anon says, call me a cuck, but this video makes me want to sympathize with TERFs. And then he blabbles on a bit. Dude, I sympathize with TERFs, kind of, I mean, I guess. Well, TERFs are just kind of idiotic. I mean, because they were feminists at one point. Now they still are feminists, right? I don't know. They're idiots. They're all idiots. Whatever. Just, you want to help America, sign away your right to vote. Women, really. Sign away your right to vote, please. You'll fix America overnight. There should be a real push for women to give up the right to vote, really. Just willingly give it up. Fuck it. I think that will fix all of the problems. That will fix the trans problem. We'll just be like, yeah, sure, they're trans. They're giving up the right to vote. I don't know. It would fix everything. Our country would be back to how it used to be. It would be amazing. And then we can work on making niggers one-fifth of a person again. That would be amazing as well. Yes, it would. That would. Everything would be fixed. Bring back the original constitution. This Polish anon says, I just want to get off. Get off. Like what? Get off to the tranny? What, did this thread make you horny? What the fuck? This guy says, go ahead. There's the door. Like what? Get off the ride? This guy says, the ride never ends. Oh, like get off the ride? Holy fuck. My mind went to degenerate things. I want to get off sexually. Sexually. Lou, you're so dirty, Lou. You're so dirty. Yeah, you can't get off this ride. No, you're not allowed to, Anon. Not allowed to get off. No one's allowed to get off. No, all of my viewers, you're stuck here, bitches. You're stuck. No going back on this ride. You've signed up. You're on it till it's over, bitches. Guy says, kick him in his fake pussy. Again, didn't these people watch the stupid Tinder video thing? He's taking HRT. Axe wound. It was this tranny that got the surgery. It was all fucked up and he was pissing out his ass and shit. I don't know, he went to all these surgeons and the axe wound wouldn't heal, and or maybe it was like female to male or something. It had to be female to male. And it just wouldn't heal and everything was fucked up and she was pissing out her ass and shit. I don't know. And she said one of the biggest moments was when she could pee standing up finally. She could pee standing up. Holy shit. That was her big achievement. I've had all these surgeries and this axe wound penis thing sausage that I have now. I could pee out of it now. Yay. Fuck. Oh. Why would you just make your life so horrible? Why would you make everything about your life horrible? Don't get it. Ew. Yuck. I've seen this so many times. Disgusting. Yuck, dude. You. Yuck, bro. Ugh. Ew. Horrible. He's so into himself, too. There's some body dysphoria, man. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Hope you find someone. You probably already roped yourself. This American says, Jews. Nothing more need be said. That's a good one to end on. Let's go to the horrible ending thread finale of the day. I think I've talked about this once in my audio-only shows. I don't think I've ever done this on my video shows before, but here we go. Here we go, guys. This one's dark. This one's dark. This one's real fucking dark. I hope you're ready. I hope you buckle up. You buckle up. What are the political implications of Jews raping their daughters? And he posts two videos. Let's watch them, shall we? They're pretty bad. They're pretty terrible. This is pretty fucking awful. For those listening, it's a little girl and her, what I assume to be, father.
You're both on the camera and you're okay with this conversation being recorded, right? And do you want to know who I'm...
So he says, you're okay with this conversation being recorded? I didn't hear her say yes, but I think she nodded and said yes, I guess, before he had even finished saying the thing. So I assume that he's done this many times in the past and she just knows to say that to get past and to keep going. I guess.
I'm sending it to? Okay. So, this is about, you were first talking earlier about that, I asked if you were wanting to be sexual with me, and you initially said yes. Mainly with...
So, he told this little girl to be sexual with him, and if for some reason he lowered his voice when he said it, because are you ashamed of yourself? Why else would you... Why are you lowering? There's no... You're in a room with... By yourself with a... Like, what... That is an admission of guilt right there. But... Oh, whatever.
With touching my penis, right?
Shh. But no, I don't want to.
Right. And I'm saying that I'm okay with that. So you're saying that you don't want to do sexual stuff with me anymore. Is that basically it?
You don't want to do sexual stuff with me anymore? Have you done it before? I fucking sure hope not. I sure as fuck hope not, but you know he did.
Nope. You don't want to do sexual with me anymore, correct?
You don't want to do sex anymore? Anymore? I sure hope he... That's... No. No.
And I'm fine with that.
No.
Now that's got both of us.
This one looks earlier. More horrifyingly earlier. Horrifyingly earlier.
So you're wanting to continue with touching me, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Continue doing sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I like it.
You like it.
And because it feels good.
Because it feels good.
And it feels good, like it feels good to you.
It does feel good to me.
Wow. Wow. So this is just a pedophile with his real lowly. Not cool. This guy is mentally fucked, dude. How could you be doing this? This makes me sick to my stomach. This guy's mentally fucked. Let's see how much of this I can watch.
Although I become much more uncomfortable with the idea of doing it, since you are six and...
Six? Dude, is this real?
I'm also your dad.
And I'm your dad. Oh my god. Is this real? Is this fucking real? This guy better be in fucking prison right now. This guy better be in fucking prison.
And I'm wanting to have more people aware of this conversation. Specific people who are able to handle this. Because I want them to know that you're wanting to do it with me. And I've talked with two of my girlfriends that I have overseas at the Philippines. And they're both okay, stop doing that. And I'm conflicted about that because I both recognize that you're rather young and there's a question of whether or not...
You're talking with your two girlfriends overseas. Are these girls also underage? And they're telling you to stop. You're like, well, but I don't want to. It just feels too good. This, holy fuck. Are you kidding me? This guy should be in jail forever. Holy fuck.
If you're rather young and there's a question of whether or not if you're...
Oh, they cut the audio out. Why? Why'd they cut the audio? What's he saying? Why did he cut the audio out? How did this even leak? Where did this come from? I remember talking about this a long, long time ago. But why'd the audio randomly cut out? What the fuck? Disgusting and horrifying. 6 years old. Holy shit. This Juvenon says, I wouldn't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That is so Jewish. That is such a Jewish thing to say. Samarica says, someone should drag this guy into the street, crush him in the back of a garbage truck for all to see and hear. Samarica says, Anon, what the actual fuck? This Britbong says, this is what they're all like behind closed doors. It seemed very lawful. Do you want to be filmed? Do you agree to this? Oh, she said yes. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. You're the adult. You're the fucking voice of reason and guidance to these children. Holy fuck, that is evil. That's pure fucking evil. Pure evil. Jews are pure evil. Pure fucking evil. In response to that Anon saying, what the actual fuck? This guy says, Jews. Yes, Jews. That is the answer. This is the scary fucking answer. Holy shit. Jews. It's always the fucking kikes. Sue says, Yids love kids. Yids love kids. It's horrifying. I have to laugh at it. I have to. So horrifying. It's 4chan. We laugh at everything. Someone gets their head bashed in on with a rock. So we laugh at it. That's what we do. He shouldn't have had his fucking head there with the rock. Shalom. Shalom. This meme flag, it says, Jews are fucking psychotic. Yes, they are. Yes, they're pure evil. Pure fucking evil. This leaf says, what a strange video to share with the internet. Yeah, why would someone post that? So weird. It's probably on some pedophile forum and the pedos are laughing at him. So what the fuck? This Finnish Anon says, do you guys think Jews are like this genetically? Or is it more religious ones that get fucked in the head during their upbringing? This Britbong responds, genetics. Centuries of being nomadic and subverting their societies meant Only these types survived and thrived. Dude, they're fucking inbred, man. They're just inbred as fuck. Zanon says, started out as pure religion. Then they literally evolved to fit their own religious teachings. They evolved to fit their religion? What the fuck? Okay, whatever you're saying on. This one Anon says, Semites are all like this. Arabs have a religion designed to keep them from raping kids after seeing a bit of flesh. Keep them from raping kids? They can marry little children. They marry children. Multiple children. They want. How does that keep them from... Doesn't that literally let them rape little children? I don't... Whatever you're saying, Anon. You're defending Islam? It's weird. The Spanish Anon says, green text anymore in response to apparently having sex with her anymore. And he says, God damn it, I want to fucking kill them all. You don't watch the second video, Anon. You don't watch the second one. It's only six. Holy fuck. Had whiskey older than that. This Austrianon says, I remember this guy from a few years ago. We did something. I think we got him arrested, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I remember talking about him. I remember. I just don't. Not greatly. I think I've talked about stuff I've already talked about before, but whatever. It goes in one ear, out the other sometimes. I'll latch onto shit that's important. This meme flag, it says, the corruption of a child is one of the worst things you can do. Fucking disgusting. I really agree. I hate... The corruption of a child is really... It's lowest pit of hell shit. It's really just pure evil. Pure fucking evil. This American responds, how can you label it corruption if there's no actual base for morals or justice outside of agreed upon norms? Dude, I don't know, man. There's innocence. There's... You know. You know. Deep down inside, you know what's good and bad. People, like... The fact that he was lowering his voice when he was talking, he knew. He felt guilt. He couldn't even hide it from himself. You heard it. You heard him lower his voice when he was talking. Why would you lower your voice unless you weren't supposed to be doing that thing? You know, why are you trying to hide it? It's just little things like that that he's doing that are giving away what he's thinking in his soul. In his soul, it's fucking pure evil. Pure fucking evil. Because he knows he was doing the wrong thing and he tried to justify it by getting her permission or whatever. You can't get a child's permission. You're the fucking adult. You give them permission. You dumb shit. Fucking mentally retarded fucking Jew. Evil piece of shit. This Aussie says, thanks, man. It takes a lot to ruin my day and you achieved that. I hope I ruined some of your guys' day. I hope I did. This American says, what the fuck am I watching? A pedophile. I'm watching a pedophile with an actual lowly. That's actual lowly right there. That's real lowly. This Switzerland Anon says, I had to laugh how she's just standing there listening and not really understanding to what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah. Yep. She's like, I don't really want to do that with you anymore. It's kind of gross. It's like, yeah. Yeah. You fucked that child up for the rest of her life. Good job, daddy. Good job. Fucking idiot. Holy fuck. This Netherlands Anon says, unironically, get the flame thrower. Flamenwaffer? Flamenwaffer? Something. Flaming something. Flame it. Flame burn. Burn the heretic. Burn the Xenos. This Netherlands Anon says, these are levels of autism never before seen. He is completely oblivious to any social context. He is the Gigasburg. No, he's just a giga-pedophile. Giga-pedophile trying to justify his own sick perversions. This American says, I remember this motherfucker. 8chan got him locked up. Good job. Good job, Anons. We got him. We got him. We got him. Something C. Anarcho-spiritualist. You are God. I bash religion and the state, both of which are rooted in the belief in an outside authority, to help you see this. Anarchy.wiki. I'm gonna anarchy by raping my daughter. Well, enjoy anarchy in prison. Enjoy anarchy in prison. Fucking pedophile. This Jew says, green text, Jew raping their daughter. Massive scandal in the Jewish world. Are you being sarcastic, you fucking kike? So it's normal for kikes to just rape each other? Is that what you're saying, kike? Denounce the Talmud. Denounce the Talmud. This guy responds, explain yourself, Moshe. I probably said that wrong. Whatever, I'm glad. I don't know how to say Jewish shit good. Talmud says you can only rape little girls up to 3 years old, but this guy's doing it with a 6-year-old. Even to your standards, this is fucked up. Explain yourself. Explain. It's probably okay as long as they're not Jewish. As long as they're... But she is Jewish. So maybe that's the loophole. The loophole is she's Jewish. And his daughter. Maybe that's the loophole. Maybe it's right before that one day where they put all their sins into a chicken and then kill it. Maybe he's going to put all of his sins into a chicken and kill it tomorrow. I'll rape my daughter tonight and then I'll kill the chicken tomorrow. Woo, loophole. This Jew says, what's the context here? Why is there so many fucking Jews in this thread? Go back to Israel. Why is there so many fucking Israel people here? Go away. Fucking Jews like pedophile. They must like this little girl. There's a whole lot of fucking Israel in this thread. Oh my gosh, this guy posts somebody on Twitter doing Saints Okay to Kiss Children. Should I even watch it? It's 4 minutes long. I don't even want to. This guy looks like a creeper. Dude looks like a creeper. Don't even need to watch the video. Dude's a creeper. Touches little children. Don't need to view it. Heckin' cute. Doesn't the Talmud literally permit it? Demonic book. Probably. This commie says, holy shit, I've never seen this much damage control in a single thread before. What's going on? I don't know, Talmud. The dude had a fucking YouTube channel posting all these pedophile videos. Holy shit. Holy fuck, what an idiot. What do you put? God damn. Yet my channel gets banned, but the pedophile just posts videos about his fucking his daughter. Holy fucking shit. It's so tiresome. It's so fucking tiresome. Talking about raping your daughter on YouTube. Sure. Talk about the 2020 election. No, not allowed. The flat round earth, the middle way. What the fuck? The dude was a flat round earther. What? You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Fucked his daughter. Thought the earth was flat round. What the fuck? This dude was mentally insane. This dude was mentally fucked. Flamethrower, yes. Flat round earth. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's it. Fucker molesting his fucking daughter. Ugh, the Jews are pure evil. They're pure evil. We'll end on that. Pure evil. Whatever. If you feel butterflies in your stomach, hit the like button. Hit the fucking like button. I love you all in a non-pedophile way. Have a wonderful day. I hope I brightened it up a little bit with talking about child molestation. Have a great night. Goodbye.
It's that time again.
Did you get our rabies shot?
To make bubbles with our spit?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of Morality. Wheel of Morality, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number 2. And the moral of today's story is... If at first you don't succeed, blame it on your parents.
How deep?
I don't know about you, but I'm touched.
In the head.